Слава Ісусу Христу до вашого дому! Добрий день! Вітаємо вас у нашій русинській релації. Нашим спонсором є Общество Карпато-Русинів в Америці. Приходимо к вам кожну неділю і граємо про вас найліпші русинські пісні. Теж презентуємо вам найновші справи і інформації о русинах з освіта.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com, and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org, or carpathorussiansociety.org. I am your host, Dean Paluka, bringing you the best in Russian music, and today is Sunday, July 19th, 2015. We start off today's program by going to Ensemble Ushhorod from Zakarpattia. These are lyrical songs from Ush County. Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpatho Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the air. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Paluka, at area code 412-877-9351, or you can send me some email at this address, russinradio@c-rs.org. Next, we go to Lemkovina, and this comes from the CD Misne Zilja that John Rigetti brought back to us this year after attending the Rusyn Congress in Romania. This song is called Av Nashi Zahradsi, and it was recorded by the folks from Ruska Bursa, the Rusyn School, in Gorlice in Poland from Lemkovina.
Był taj noczym raz, a w nasi studenci wysła woda zas. A ja wozmu sokerku, taj prorumam studentku, i w nasi studenci budę woda zas. A ja wozmu sokerku, taj prorumam studentku, i w nasi studenci budę woda zas.
Over the next 2 weeks, we're going to give you historical focus on the life of our blessed bishop and martyr, Paweł Gojdycz. Paweł Gojdycz was born on July 17, 1888, in the Rusyn village of Ruskie Peklani, near Preszow, into the family of a Greek Catholic priest, Stefan Gojdycz, and his mother's name was Anna Gerberiova. While still a seminarian in the early 1900s, he was directed by his spiritual director on these lines: "Life is not difficult, but it is a serious matter." Words that were to guide him throughout his life. He was ordained a celibate priest on August 27, 1911, by Bishop Dr. Jan Vali. After his ordination, he worked for a short period as assistant parish priest with his father. After a year, he was appointed prefect of the Eparchial Seminary and at the same time taught religion in high school. In 1922, he joined the Order of St. Basil the Great at Czernechna Hora near Mukachevo. Then, on September 14, 1926, he was nominated Apostolic Administrator of the Eparchy of Preszow. A short time later, in 1927, he was nominated bishop with the title of Harpus. The Church of Harpus is in Asia Minor. The episcopal consecration took place at the Basilica of St. Clement in Rome on March 25, 1927, the Feast of the Annunciation of Our Lady. On April 13, 1939, he was appointed Apostolic Administrator in Slovakia of the Apostolic Administration of Mukachevo. In the difficult situation of the Slovak state during World War II, he became a thorn in the flesh for the representatives of the government of the time, so he offered his resignation from the post. In fact, the present Pope appreciated his work so much and not only refused his resignation, but also made him residential Bishop of Preszow. And so on August 8, 1940, he was solemnly enthroned at Preszow, and then on January 15, 1946, confirmed in his jurisdiction over the Greek Catholics in Czechoslovakia. Next week, we'll give you the second part of the life of Blessed Bishop Paweł Gojdycz.
from another land. Your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
My grandfather and all my uncles and aunts were members of the DCU. I'm married and I have three kids, and I found my wife here at the 50th bowling anniversary tournament, and ever since then we've been active in Pittsburgh and Michigan at all the DCU functions.
Well, I joined the GCU when I got married. I'm a mother, a wife, and a grandmother. When we found out we were having a granddaughter, on her christening day, we gave her a GCU life insurance policy. I see a lot of young people being involved, and that makes me, as a grandma, feel really good.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance and annuities that the GCU offers, please give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, toll-free at 1-800-722-4428. And don't forget that Thursday, the 23rd, this upcoming Thursday, is Byzantine Catholic Family Day at Kennywood Park, sponsored by the Greek Catholic Union and the Pittsburgh Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy. And festivities begin at 10:30 when the park opens. 11:30, there will be a short Maleben service, followed by a performance by the Slaviani Folk Ensemble. Afterwards, there will be a luncheon served, and then there will be games, I believe, at 1 o'clock. And tickets are still available. $24 for ride all day, and I believe it is $14 for adult tickets over 55 years of age. So for more information on all of the services that the GCU offers, or to get your Kennywood tickets, I do believe there still are some available, give them a call. The Greek Catholic Union of the USA, 1-800-722-4428. That's the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. Mark your calendars for Saturday, August 8th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church, 2005 Mohawk Road in the Brookside Farm section of Upper St. Clair, invites the public to browse and buy kitchen and household items, holiday items, jewelry, toys, infant and children's clothing, small furniture, books, sporting goods, household decor, and much more at the parish's flea market on Saturday, August 8th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. For more information on St. Gregory Byzantine Catholic Church's annual flea market, please give them a call at area code 412-835-7800. That's 412-835-7800. Or you can visit their parish website at www.stgregoryusc.org. stgregoryusc.org. To start reading, writing, and speaking Rusyn in the context of Rusyn history, culture, and traditions. The Carpatha Rusyn Society is proud to announce the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. This entry-level self-study course was developed specifically to give English speakers an easy-to-use way to start learning and using the Rusyn language. Students can use the course independently, or groups can get together to study and learn. 339 pages packed with nearly 1,500 Rusyn words and expressions with transliterated spellings and English translations, step-by-step Rusyn language lessons to study on your own and learn at your own pace, bookmark with Rusyn alphabet for quick reference, details about Rusyn Christmas and Easter traditions and foods, practice singing traditional Rusyn songs, and much, much more. To order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers, sponsored by the Carpatho Rusyn Society, please give us a call at area code 412-567-3077. Leave us your contact information and we will get back to you on how you can order the first Rusyn language course for English speakers. So call the Carpatho Rusyn Society at 412-567-3077. 412-567-3077.
Thank you. malvada, dale, dale da pukala, kačmarečko malvada.
Kačmarečko prerasko s mladosti, taka sumna rosla.
Rosla, tam gde zagradočka, prekvitala pijalučka. Rosla, rosla prekvitala i červene rečko mala.
Sušina,
ale to mu velka vida, što ša žene do sušina.
As we close out today's broadcast by going to Skupina Junior with this disco mix, I would like to thank you for joining me today on the Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program. I invite you to join me again next Sunday right here at 2:30 p.m. Eastern on AM 73 WPIT in Pittsburgh, streaming online at WPITAM.com and archived on the Society's webpage, c-rs.org or carpathorusynsociety.org. We'll see you all next time. Trimajte se, ja krasny tyzden, šťastlivo.
Dinde hanba ne publika, bila žena čelovika. Dinde hanba ne publika, bila žena čelovika. Bila ho na zemi, skočer hojil po rebri. Bila ho na zemi, skočer hojil po rebri. A sušida pomáhala, až skočer ho polamala. A sušida pomáhala, až skočer ho polamala. Bila ho na zemi, skočer hojil po rebri. Bila ho na zemi, skočer hojil po rebri.
Zaspal šuhaj na vohoni, zajali mu vrane koni. Zajali mu vrane koni.
Zajali mu do majura, iže v miň moja mila, iže v miň moja mila. Zaplitaj mi kosu, ne daj mňa do bydl, ale do rozkošu. Ne daj mňa do bydl, ale do rozkošu. Mamička nedbala, kosu zaplitala. Vidím vrosla, to veď čo ňa dala. Vidím vrosla, to veď čo ňa dala.
Ejde to tá ovečka, tež to pered hodila. Prišla do uboče, skala jej zabila. Prišla do uboče, skala je zabila. Hej, barovci, barovci, ten prekrasný špiváte, silo je okolíci, veselo spýtate, silo je okolíci, veselo spýtate. Išli kozy po zalozy, stali žitko žáty, žvidová vša syn máte reči, u divku žáty, žvidová vša syn máte reči, u divku žáty.
Once again, I would like to thank everyone who supports this program. If you have any announcements or would like to make a donation, please write me, Dean Poloka, 2201 Forest Grove Road, Coriopolis, PA 15108, or you can call me at 412-877-9351, or please email me, russinradio@c-rs.org. Please join us again next Sunday at 2:30 right here on AM 730 WPIT for another unique and interesting Carpatho Rusyn Society Heritage Program.
Дорогі русинські брати і сестри, барсердечно вам дякуємо, що ви слухали нашу реалацію. Дуфаме, що я вам любив наш несний програм. Позиваме вас слухати следующу неділю о 5:30 годині на станиці WPIT
на фреквенцію 730. Тримайтеся красне і з Богом!